This is a place where Europe and Asia truly meet. A land shaped by civilizations that go back tens of thousands of years. On these soils, people first built villages, then cities, and eventually entire empires. In a sense, this is where everything began. As Napoleon once said, if the world were a single country, its capital would probably be Istanbul. Today, Istanbul is home to more than 20 million people, making it one of the 5 most populated cities on Earth. Every year, an additional number equal to roughly 5% of its population comes to the city for different reasons. An unusually high figure, even for a megacity. Just like centuries ago, Istanbul remains deeply cosmopolitan and continues to attract people from all over the world. Only about 25% of its residents were actually born here, meaning the majority arrived later and made the city their home. In fact, nearly 1/5 of Turkey's almost 90 million population lives in Istanbul alone. Despite this immense crowd, Istanbul has a way of making people fall in love with it. The city is filled with antique shops, countless cafes, restaurants, authentic boutiques, and layers of historical heritage. No matter who you are, you can find people who feel like your kind. If you want to buy or sell something in Turkey, there's no market more alive than Istanbul. If you love sports, the country's biggest matches are played here. And on top of it all, the city stretches along the stunning Marmara Sea. Because of this coastal position, Istanbul is accessible not only by land and air, but also by sea. Large cruise ships dock here regularly, turning the city into a major tourist hub. But this strong tourism appeal also makes Istanbul expensive, often catering more to the wealthy. Shopping malls and rental prices are among the highest in Turkey. Especially on weekends, some of the world's largest cruise ships arrive, dropping off thousands of tourists, mostly from Europe and the United States. If you sit down at a cafe near the port, chances are you'll be sipping some of the most expensive coffee in the city. Cafes and restaurants often add a profit margin of around $4 to almost everything they sell. In places like Galata Port, prices can feel especially high for the average person. Still, during the summer months, Istanbul's coastline turns into a shared social space for people from all income levels. Live music, events, exhibitions, DJs, and open-air gatherings keep the city constantly alive. In colder months, people bundle up and settle for long walks along the shore instead. Of course, it can be disappointing to see cigarette butts, glass bottles, and trash scattered along some waterfront areas. But when you focus on the sea view and the boats gliding along the coast, the overall atmosphere still feels good. Even early in the morning, almost everywhere you step is crowded, and running into tour groups is unavoidable. Along the shore, you'll also find small stalls and shops selling the city's iconic fish sandwiches. Eating a fish sandwich by the sea is a classic Istanbul experience. In Karaköy, there are even places that sell nothing but soup, offering every variety you can imagine, served hot. People often line up outside. If you're visiting Istanbul for the first time, there's something else you'll quickly notice. In the back streets of Beyoğlu, especially around Cihangir, cats are everywhere, adding life and character to the city's texture. Combined with the area's architecture, the stylish and individual fashion of its residents, and their generally welcoming attitude, the neighborhood feels warm and calm. Colorful graffiti-covered buildings, steep, narrow streets, animal lovers, and a strong sense of personality define Cihangir. Looking at people's faces here, you'll notice that the area is dominated by younger and middle-aged crowds. They tend to look energetic, self-aware, and dynamic. It helps that the neighborhood is close to Taksim Square and the Galata Tower, two of the city's most visited spots. Naturally, Beolu and Karakoy attract all kinds of colorful characters. Interestingly, Karakoy was once known as the center of Istanbul's brothels. That said, there are also areas behind Taksim, such as Tarlabasha, that are considered dangerous by many. Some even call it one of the most unsafe neighborhoods in the city. Seeing homeless people sleeping on the streets there can be heartbreaking. Just a few kilometers away, in places like Nishantashu, people live very different lives, with a more affluent and alternative lifestyle. In general, locals are friendly toward foreigners. When they see a camera, they smile. They enjoy helping you, offering you food, or striking up a conversation about where you're from. Almost every shop has someone sitting outside drinking tea, and offering you a cup feels natural to them. That said, this warmth doesn't always extend to refugees from places like Syria, Afghanistan, or Pakistan. If you follow global news even a little, you'll know that Turkey has grown exhausted by the refugee situation. Istanbul is one of the cities feeling this pressure the most, and many shop owners say they've reached their limit. Turks generally don't respond kindly to people they believe are harming the country, directly or indirectly, regardless of where they come from. One basic issue is water. Istanbul faces a serious long-term water problem, and incoming refugees share already limited resources. Many also receive state assistance. While not all, a large portion of migrants compete with locals by working for lower wages, taking jobs from Turkish citizens. They're often associated with public order issues and frequent conflicts between tenants and landlords. In this sense, Istanbul, and Turkey as a whole, carries a significant share of the world's refugee burden. As a result, locals tend to be distant and skeptical toward people who are not tourists, but arrive as asylum seekers. On top of this, Turkey is dealing with severe inflation. Prices often double, or even triple, within a year, while salary increases fall far behind. Stress levels are high. Shop owners struggle with rent and taxes, and consumers struggle to afford basic goods. Since wages almost never outpace inflation, purchasing power keeps shrinking. If you want an above-average life in Istanbul, you either need to earn in strong currencies like US dollars or euros, or work in highly profitable sectors such as real estate. The city is packed with real estate agents, many hoping to make quick money by selling properties to wealthy Arab and Russian buyers, driven by intense supply and demand pressure. Foreigners who buy property worth at least $400,000 can obtain Turkish citizenship, gaining the same rights as locals, including voting. Because of this, wealthy buyers often choose cities like Istanbul or Antalya. This further fuels the real estate market, but most locals can't afford the better homes being sold. Those are primarily aimed at foreigners. From a local perspective, daily life in Istanbul often feels unplanned and chaotic. People eat while driving, lay on the horn at the slightest inconvenience, and park wherever they want. Taxis are scarce, and when you call one, drivers often ask where you're going before accepting. If the distance is too short, there's a good chance they simply won't come. We mentioned earlier that Istanbul is full of small shops. If you're a foreigner visiting the country, you'll quickly notice that many shop signs include a founding date. You'll often see things like, since 1977. For Turks, this is a matter of prestige. The further back a business's history goes, the more respectable and trustworthy it appears. People believe that an older establishment offers better quality and more reliable service. You'll notice something similar when visiting historic buildings like madrasas and mosques in Istanbul. Most of them are named after a specific person. This, too, was once a matter of status. Take the Kafir Ağa Madrasa in the Fatih district, for example. During the Ottoman period, wealthy people didn't have many ways to spend their money. You couldn't just buy a luxury car or modern gadgets back then, Instead, people invested their wealth in building mosques, schools, fountains, and public structures. And they gave these buildings their own names. That's why nearly every historical structure in Istanbul is tied to a person's name. For anyone coming to Istanbul from another city or another country, Istanbul Airport plays a huge role. It hosts around 65 million passengers every year and ranks among the 5 busiest airports in the world. Once you're in the city, if you have an Istanbul card in your pocket, you can use almost every form of public transport, including ferries. Ferry rides, in particular, aren't just transportation. They're a full-on experience. People don't usually sit still on ferries. They stand by the railings, watch the sea, follow the birds, and throw simit to the seagulls. For locals, this is a way to relax, clear their heads, and breathe in fresh air. Turks generally want more tourists to visit, but not necessarily more foreign residents. Even though traffic can be exhausting, people here are patient with life itself. Turks aren't the kind of people who give up easily. They work hard, and many run their own businesses. No matter how unstable the economy becomes, a Turkish shop owner will still wake up early, open their store, and try to make a living. Most shops focus on food and drink, but Istanbul is also full of souvenir shops, carpet sellers, and clothing stores. That said, like many places around the world, Sundays are quiet. Most shops close, shutters come down, and side streets feel almost empty. People usually commute by metro or city buses. High fuel prices and constant traffic push people toward public transportation. On top of that, new car prices in Turkey are extremely high. A brand new luxury car that might cost $50,000 in Europe can easily start at $100,000 in Turkey. When you buy a car here, you basically pay the same amount to the state in taxes. There's another very visible habit you'll notice in Istanbul: tea breaks. Turks drink tea constantly, not just on days off, but while working too. No matter the job, there's almost always a corner where fresh tea is brewing. Tea is more than a drink. It's a social tool. Two Turks can sit at a table, drink tea for hours, and never get bored. The topics are usually the economy, football, or gossip about someone they know. Statistically, Turks, along with the Irish, are among the biggest tea drinkers in the world. At the same time, if you stop 10 adults on the street, chances are 8 of them smoke. Many people start smoking before the age of 18 and struggle to quit even later in life. Culturally, Turks are generally adaptable and tolerant. If you're a foreigner, people won't interfere much with how you live your life in Istanbul. Still, there are certain core values they're sensitive about, and these must be respected. The most important one is respect for Islam and Muslims. If you come to the country and openly disrespect these values, it's unlikely you'll feel welcome for long. Being respectful toward religion is essential. That said, if you look at Turkey as a whole, most people don't live an extremely religious lifestyle, but they are strongly attached to their faith. According to official records, about 99% of the population identifies as Muslim. Another sensitive topic is history. Turks have deep respect for their historical leaders and founders. Figures like Ottoman sultans and the founder of the Turkish Republic are not criticized lightly, and people are very protective of their legacy. So overall, Turks can be described as both religious and nationalistic. If you live by their rules and respect their values, you'll usually be met with warmth and hospitality. At the same time, there's a strong admiration for wealth and luxury. From a young age, people grow up dreaming about rich lifestyles. You can clearly see this in Turkish TV series. Turn on almost any drama, and you'll find the same story: a rich man and a poor but beautiful girl. The man falls in love instantly. They try to be together, but endless intrigues get in the way. The rich man's family usually disapproves and makes life difficult for the girl. What's interesting is that even if the same story is told 50 times, people will watch all 50 shows without getting bored. Turks genuinely enjoy drama and intrigue. They watch these lives, take inspiration from them, and dream of becoming wealthy themselves. Brands matter a lot here. People try to buy the best brands they can afford and prove it on social media. Because purchasing power is low, salaries are small, and everything is expensive, owning even one branded item becomes something to show off and a way to feel good. When it comes to alcohol, Turkey follows strict policies. The government encourages people to stay away from alcohol, which is why taxes on alcoholic drinks are extremely high. Many people simply can't afford to drink. Those who are dependent on alcohol often resort to making illegal homemade drinks. Food, on the other hand, is where Istanbul truly shines. You can find almost every flavor imaginable. Turkish cuisine inherited a rich tradition from the Ottoman Empire, and people don't feel the need to rely on foreign cuisines. They're confident in their food culture, and rightfully so. Anyone who comes to Istanbul and tries Turkish food is rarely disappointed. International rankings consistently place Turkish cuisine among the richest in the world. When it comes to tourism, the biggest attractions in Istanbul are without a doubt Hagia Sophia and the Blue Mosque. Hagia Sophia used to function as a museum but was reopened as a mosque in recent years. The Blue Mosque, with its 6 minarets, is incredibly grand. These two landmarks face each other, with a large square in between. Almost every tourist visiting Istanbul ends up here at least once. Because the area is so important, the streets and squares around Hagia Sophia are kept exceptionally clean and well-maintained. Turks take pride in presenting their most valuable places in the best possible way. This mindset also exists at home. For example, when guests visit, families host them in the most impressive room of the house, the living room, which is usually larger and more decorated than the others. Weddings are another big part of life in Istanbul and Turkey. If a couple gets married without a wedding ceremony, it's often seen as embarrassing. People love grand celebrations and usually don't accept wedding-free marriages. That said, younger generations, especially in Istanbul, are starting to reject this mentality. Many of them no longer see marriage as a priority at all. Istanbul is a city that never really sleeps. Even at night, you can always find people and places that suit your mood. Or you can take peaceful walks among the old, charming streets of Kuzgunçuk in Üsküdar. The area most associated with models and wealthy Arabs is Nişantaşı, one of the city's upscale districts. It's worth mentioning that Istanbul is a city of contrasts. Some areas feel like India, others like Paris, and some even resemble New York. On the other hand, informal housing neighborhoods can feel unsafe, and you never quite know what you'll encounter. And with that, we've come to the end of our documentary. See you in the next one. Goodbye.